Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Craig Counsell.
Craig, what are your takeaways, or what were your takeaways from Cade Horton shaking off Miguel Amaya to throw his first changeup of the game and elicit just a horribly lost swing from Juan Soto?
Horribly lost swing. Interesting.
Well,
I loved it because he swung and missed.
Okay, the courage of Cade.
You don't like that answer? You want a different answer?
I want more, Craig. When do we get to see Cade Horton again?
And when I'm on sports talk radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Oh my God, he figured out our job, Lawrence. Figured it out,
Craig. That's our motto. Just keep talking.
Just keep talking. We're like Dory, you know.
My parents taught me that song. We've just gotta keep swimming.
What?
Follow me. Just keep swimming.
One more on the bullpen. You said about Palencia, he's, quote, an important pitcher for us, taking a big step forward, unquote. Could you expound on that for Daniel?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty succinct when I think about it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I know what you meant.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
You flip it. Now he's trying to impress you. Turning around on him. Tough and turvy, that mother... Yeah.
All right, take care, guys.
That's Craig Counsell, the manager of the Cubs.
He cracked the code on talk radio, didn't he?
When I'm on sports talk radio, I learned that just keep talking.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and boy, is there a lot for us to discuss. The Cubs and the White Sox are going to play this weekend. Speaks put together a special categories for us that we'll do at 425 today. We're giving away Cubs tickets
for big time games involving really good teams. And also the Colorado Rockies.
Right. One of the teams is good.
They really are. It's true. Well, the same could be said for this weekend series upcoming.
How dare you?
I know.
After the Pope bump.
The Pope bump's a real thing, but they have to keep playing games. They played one today. Everybody knows that. They played today and lost.
Everybody knows.
Hey, man, we got a big story. When Seth Wickersham, when one of like the finest journalists is out there putting together a book on quarterbacking, and the whole thing looks like a really interesting book about one of the biggest issues in sports, and he gets this kind of information and it's excerpted, there's a lot of reasoning to go through and kind of going backwards to connect dots about what had been happening and what we can now confirm was happening.
That's kind of the crazy part, that there's a ton of, hey, this doesn't look right. This doesn't smell right. It doesn't sit right. I think a lot of people were looking at it, and like that's why at the end of the year, when people were telling me that Caleb Williams had a bad year, I was like, no, he did not, because he basically had to learn how to play NFL quarterback by himself.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. And when you it's lucky that he came through it unscathed in terms of the damage.
Hopefully.
And hopefully. Well, I think so. But, you know, also just like psychologically, he's re-energized now. And there's a chance, like, everything that he and his father feared about the Bears ended up being completely and utterly true and played out in just horrific fashion. That's some of the stuff, man. Like, how it confirms what he and his dad considered doing, how they openly discussed all the methodology of what they could and could not do, and what ultimately Caleb decided not to do. Like, his dad was ready to be Jack Elway. His dad was ready to be the bad guy, while John got the hell out of being drafted by the Colts.
But John had the Yankees thing in his pocket, so that was an easier thing to pull off. I mean, now thinking about it, if you're Caleb, the smart play would have been to go back to USC.
That's what he could have used if he wanted to do that. That was his only leverage, but apparently he didn't want to do that.
But hearing in inside the excerpt that Seth put out as a teaser for the book, hearing how much respect he had for what was going on in Minnesota, and how it was like, oh, there's the guy that I should be playing for. That guy. And Minnesota is one of the teams that we had heard that Caleb was interested in. Like, you start going back over like all of the different things that were happening pre-draft, and now a lot more of them make sense.
They absolutely do. And you understand the mindset of where he and his dad were looking at the Bears and being like, oh man, this is where terrible things happen to quarterbacks. And so they were trying to engineer a possible trade to Minnesota, like you're talking about, Lawrence. And decided that wasn't going to happen, and decided the only other thing that they could possibly do was nuke the Bears, nuke Chicago.
And they didn't want to do that. I mean, I think that's significant, you know, like the idea that the family didn't want to nuke Chicago.
I think that Carl is a very astute guy. And we can talk about, you know, the unhinged quarterback dads all we want, but there's like a point to this, and that's that a lot of the success for quarterbacks depends on luck, and it depends on your employer. And he wanted his son to have the best chance of success and to go to a team that, you know, had an established and innovative offensive mind. And, you know, he wanted to try to figure out ways for that to happen, whether it was, you know, he tried to find like any loophole he could. He consulted with lawyers, people like Marvin Demoff, Archie Manning, who helped do a little bit of that with Eli Manning back in the day. They considered whether to sign with the United Football League, you know, for a year, and then be, if that would let him be an unrestricted free agent now. But as it got closer, it was just clear that their options were limited. You know, the only thing he could really do was return to school. He didn't want to do that. And so they went forward with the draft process. He went to the combine. He met with the Bears, and he met also with Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Vikings. And he really vibed well with O'Connell, so much to the point where he kind of started to dream of working with him. Obviously, that was a real long shot because the Vikings are a divisional rival, and I don't think the Bears were going to trade Caleb or the pick to a divisional rival. So it kind of left it to them as like, you know, what are you going to do? And, Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, told Caleb, we're drafting you no matter what. And so really his only option was to try to do what Jack and John Elway did in 1983. And that's, you know, go after a city and make it, the situation untenable. Carl Williams was ready to do it if that's what his son wanted. But at the end of the day, Caleb didn't want to. And as he told me, I wasn't ready to nuke Chicago. And, you know, after he visited the Bears, he came back and said, you know, I can do it here. I want to be a Bear.
So Ryan Poles at least succeeded in making Caleb think it was possible. But everything still blew up, even worse than they thought. Now he might actually get a chance to do it.
To Poles' credit, a big part of his job was to sell Caleb and Carl on the idea of that this is not the place where quarterbacks go to die. And he did that. But then, after they convinced Caleb that this is the place where you want to be, he did all of the things that fall into the category of where quarterbacks go to die. And that's the part that I'm kind of stuck on. The beautiful part of this is that it looks like they cleaned up their process. And whether we're giving credit to Kevin Warren for that, maybe self-reflection by Ryan Poles allowed for him to clean up the process that hired Eberflus and then hired Waldron, so be it. But the fact that they, I don't want to say they wasted a year, but they didn't maximize the first year of Caleb out of sheer stupidity.
Yeah, no, it's true. I think it's important to say, as a bracket to everything that we do today, and it touches on what you were just saying, change was desperately needed, and now change has come. Like, this is all very relevant to the stuff that we lived through, and it connects dots, but things have changed. And in the end, Kevin Warren's presence, which helped Ryan Poles sell it, Kevin Warren's presence helped the McCaskies to realize they needed to go get a real coach and fire a coach midseason and pay $14 million for the number one guy and hand him the keys to the whole org. And now that's who's running the show. That dude is running the show in full. So the change that was desperately needed has come, but it's still instructive to go back. I have a question for you, Lawrence. Do you, and we could throw it out to the listeners too, because I know we're going to take calls today and I'm looking forward to it. Do you blame Caleb and his dad for pushing
not one bit
against the Bears and looking at all these options? Now we know all the options they looked at and what they considered. Do you blame him and his dad for trying, or at least considering trying, to upend the entire draft, the entire system that is the NFL draft? Because they almost went for it.
How about this? I'll give you my answer because I'm going to need a little bit of time on it. And we'll share some more quotes from Seth Wickersham, who was on. And there's someone else who is vindicated by this. And it was like, wait a minute, someone else was right about this. We'll share that with you next on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We cook it with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
You obviously look into it to be the only team without a 3,000-yard passer, I believe, right? 4,000? 4,000, yeah, four. You look into it, and you wonder why. And I ask questions, obviously. I have no shame in asking questions. And so, you know, you ask why and things like that, and they're all for answering questions. They told the truth, and, you know, that's what that was. They told me the truth. They told me and my dad the truth about why and what and where and how it's going to change, and, you know, that's what we're excited about.
Caleb Williams talking about the Bears and why he felt more comfortable after sitting down and talking with the Bears. We're talking about Seth Wickersham's piece, his excerpt from his book that he is writing about quarterbacking. And there's a lot of stories about Caleb Williams and his father and some of the trepidation that they had with the Bears as an organization. Before we went to break, Speaks, you asked me a question.
Yo.
The question about how do I feel about them bucking against the system?
Do you blame Caleb and his dad for considering everything that they considered and getting that close to the nuclear option of trash-talking Chicago and the organization to try and get out of it?
Not one bit. I think that the people are starting now to look at the draft is something that is antiquated and is a measure of control. I agree with Carl Williams about the CBA.
Oh, my God.
I've had strong feelings about it since the time I was covering the league every day, that it's not great, and it's not great, and it's going to have to change because some of these guys, and Caleb is patient zero in this, some of these guys are walking in with money. Now, this is part of the reason that I made the comp between him and Shador, because I think Caleb, even with all of this fear and trepidation on how the organization might look, he went into the process with open eyes and an open heart. And I think that he still showed out, whether he was talking to the Bears, he was talking to the Vikings, he was talking to the Giants. He did everything he could to make himself as wanted and as valuable, even knowing that he was going to be the number one pick. I wish Shador would have taken the same approach with the way that he handled some of the pre-draft stuff.
Understood. Yeah, I can't blame Caleb either. And we had these conversations at the time. He was the emblem of the empowerment of the college athlete, like the first real NIL superstar with serious money who thought that maybe things should change. And it's been pushing this way for a long time. The draft is, you know, when you really think about it and how many businesses do not function this way, you usually get a little more say in what happens to you, you know? So it was only a matter of time before, you know, people tried to push, but they didn't go the final way because of the public unseemliness of it and the comfort level of the kid himself, who didn't want to start his career with that happening. So he talked his dad out of it, is what happened here.
I remember Dan and I going through some of the stuff that Colin Cowherd had reported, because Colin was tight, clearly tight with Caleb Williams' group.
Big-time USC connections always.
100%.
And found his way into the Caleb peoples, yes.
And you guys talked to him.
We did.
And I felt like Colin had kind of backtracked a little bit.
He absolutely did. And he tried to do it with elegance and humor. But, yeah, you could tell he was not going to give up the ghost.
But what he said on his show was right. Speaking of Colin Cowherd, the Bears head coach talked with Colin Cowherd on The Herd about the Wickersham report.
So all human beings are the same in one aspect. If you're afraid of flying and you're on a plane and the minute turbulence hits, where does your mind go? Back to your fears. So I reported a year ago, Seth Wickersham reported it today, that Caleb was worried about the history of the Bears offense. And so you didn't inherit it. That's not your issue. You don't care about that. But there is a psychology, Ben, that's true. He goes into a 2-week losing streak, and it's turbulence on a plane that he was scared to fly anyway. How do you ensure that when there are bumps in this division and there are bumps for him, that those fears that are now reported of, oh, man, this organization and quarterback, he's had those. That's okay. Some installed by his dad, whatever. How do you ensure during the turbulence of this season, and there will be, your division's too good, there's too many good teams on the schedule, how do you ensure he doesn't lose faith and belief in your system?
Well, you talk about fears, and I don't see it quite the same way. I see this as what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one, and one of many years, many seasons to come where he's able to accomplish that feat. So I see a chance for greatness here for him. He's been communicated that way, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's gone on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025. There's no question we're going to face adversity. Both he will. He's not going to. We want to see growth from here to here over the course of the season. It's not going to be linear growth. It's going to be a little bit of ups and downs and stair steps along the way. But we want to see from game one to game 17 that we're getting better as a whole. And that's not just him. That's us as a team as well. So I'm excited. That's what makes coaching fun, is when the hiccups occur, when the adversity strikes, how do we respond to it? That's when you find out who you are as a man.
It's good stuff from Ben Johnson. He knows the 4,000-yard stat and threw it out there. After the pre-draft visit, when Caleb went to his dad and said, I can do it for this team, I'm going to go to the Bears, that's still where his mindset ought to be, and now he's got a guy to do it with. So he can do it for this team. It took a year of ugliness for him to survive, and Poles ended up surviving, which is a surprise, obviously, but it took all that to happen. Now he's got a partner to do it. Let me tell you what Ben Johnson knows how to do. Teach him how to watch film. Ben Johnson is going to, I mean,
if he doesn't, Declan Doyle does.
Right, because that's what Declan does. Hell, I bet JT Barrett does too. You know, it's like, they're not going to have.
So does Case Keenum.
Well, and that is helpful as well, isn't it? He's got a very different kind of circle around him, and shame on Ryan Poles for not giving him what he needed as a rookie. But I think Caleb is in the spot now where he can do it for this team. Now he's empowered with what he needs to do.
100%. There's an opportunity here. You're in a much better situation, and probably the best situation for where you're at in your career.
Haven't we seen Caleb's attitude? Like the facial expressions and the vibe he had when he was on with the St. Brown brothers, just hanging out, chilling, talking about how happy he was to be with Ben.
Now juxtapose that with a laughing Shane Waldron on the bench, and Caleb basically looking for a camera as if he's on Three's Company to be like, help! Please, someone help. Look at this guy. Look at this guy that they have in charge of our offense here.
In the months before the 2024 draft, according to Seth Wickersham, Caleb Williams wondered aloud to his confidants, I don't think I can do it with Waldron. Leading up to the draft, he's thinking, I don't think I can do it with that guy. And he was right. What a horrendous, embarrassing hire.
It's even more like impressive about this young man, like knowing what we know now about how he felt about all of it. And he's still, from the very beginning, at the Lakers game, doing the bear claw, starting the Go Bears. And maybe that was a little bit of like making himself feel it, almost lying to himself a little bit too. But he did what he had to do, which is very mature for someone that age. And then what we know, everything else that came after that, you know.
Yeah, I want to spend some time talking about that part of it, the level of maturity that he showed through all of this. But we want to talk with you as well. 312-644-6767. If you have thoughts on what Seth Wickersham wrote, or if this was confirmation bias for you, if you would like to discuss all of this and how we ended up here, the floor is yours. 312-644-6767. More on that front next. Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.